news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A chilly start to this Thursday morning, 34 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Thursday. We'll be joined by Sean Sullivan later in the show as he heads on up to Montgomery for special session, talk to some of our state legislators up there. He's going to be up there today and tomorrow for the midday show. So we'll check in there and see what all's going on up in the Gump. And we'll also have your news, your weather, your traffic. I've got your sports. Got it all covered on this Thursday.
And just a reminder that you need to turn your clocks this weekend as we look ahead.
I almost forgot. I would have been late to work or really, spring forward. Yeah, it would have been really early coming up next Monday. Let's start it off with some weather with Dr. Bill and Kane's traffic right here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway for now. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, light traffic. As traffic just starting to move across the Bayway, not a problem downtown. So far, the 1065 split heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, a good ride in this morning. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at Pitts & Sons Towing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:09 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you. We'll be joined by Sean Sullivan later in the show. Governor Ivey touring Lee County yesterday, observing the destruction left by that huge tornado on Sunday, and a report from Westwood One's Clayton Neville on how search and recovery, they are using drones now and new technology. The number still at 23 of those that died from the storm. I know that when that number initially came out, they were worried it would rise. So if you're looking for any slice of good news that came over the last few days, it's that number has not risen since the initial number of 23 dead was put up there. But here's a report from Clayton Neville, Westwood One, about using drone technology in search and recovery.
The use of heat-seeking drones for search and rescue missions is becoming increasingly popular among law enforcement and first responders across the U.S. Less than 24 hours after Lee County, Alabama, was ravaged by an EF4 tornado, Sheriff Jay Jones announced a plan to use drones in search efforts.
We're, of course, going to have people on the ground in the actual search areas. We're also going to utilize drone aircraft to assist in the aerial search, and we'll also have helicopters with various state agencies coming in to assist as well.
Drones are cheaper than helicopters and require less training. They can also access tight spaces and allow rescuers to limit crawling or sifting through rubble. Jones says it's not clear if drones spotted any bodies or anyone hurt or trapped in the debris, but that the technology helped reassure searchers that they hadn't overlooked anyone. Heat-seeking drones were used in Texas after Hurricane Harvey and in the California wildfires. Adam Kaplan is the CEO and co-founder of the augmented reality software firm Edubees and has spoken about the technology's ability to help save lives.
We are able to give you the maps in real time when you're flying your drone, give you points of interest, GPS locations, which can help you understand where you need to find a person in these critical situations.
Kaplan says the drones allow for more eyes on a specific area.
And what's very important is the ability to live stream this back to the command center. And all of this is locally recorded for both for the ability for those people inside of the command center, as well as for insurance purposes.
The technology continues to improve with the installation of loudspeakers and spotlights, allowing access to information that can't be learned from the ground. I'm Clayton Neville.
And as recovery, the long road to recovery and the awfulness of all that as they begin the grieving process and the road to recovery, donations pouring in. I know yesterday WKRG and all of the Alabama Broadcasters Association held
a telethon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. To raise money alongside the American Red Cross and WKRG, saying they raised $29,145 thanks to their audience, our audience here calling into WKRG. So $29,145. Great job, Gulf Coast. Great job helping to raise that money. Now it's six. Oh, yep.
No, I'm just going to say, and I'm not surprised. I mean, because people here in the city and the county, they come together. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, for causes like this, that we have to do it, but they come together, and I'm sure those numbers will change because mm-hmm. those who weren't able to donate yesterday are probably doing what they can. You know, whether it's man or woman hours to donating with cash or
right.
you know, just donations come in various forms, and I know those families going through so much are so grateful. But you see some of these interviews and like the parents who. The father who had to, identify his daughter.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Right. And you know, no matter what you're going through, it could be so much worse. Mm-hmm. You look at what they're going through. So it's not trite to say our thoughts and prayers are with these families because they really are.
Yes, certainly are. And if you would still like to donate, we have the links up on our website and Facebook page. You can donate directly to the Red Cross, and that money will go towards rebuilding and all the efforts, recovery efforts in Lee County. Right now, 6:13, time to check the news headlines for this Thursday. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you, Dalton. And sticking with the theme of what has happened and devastated really a town, Pope Francis says that he is praying for the state of Alabama, for those killed and those injured in that EF4 tornado. The Pope sent a telegram of condolences Wednesday to Bishop Rohde, who of course is based here in Mobile, saying he was saddened to learn of the, quote, tragic loss of life and injuries. 23 people, as we now know, were killed, dozens more injured when that powerful tornado tore through Lee County. The youngest victim, 6 years old, and the oldest victim being identified as an 89-year-old. According to Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones, the number of missing people this morning is down to about 7 or 8 people. Search and rescue teams and volunteers are searching for people and pets. They're using heavy machinery and chainsaws. I'm just trying and hoping and praying that they can reach someone. At the Vatican, Pope Francis said that he was praying for peace and strength for the survivors and that God, quote, may grant eternal rest to the dead, especially the children, and healing and consolation to the injured and those who grieve. Let's talk about this tornado. That was an EF4 tornado. We're talking about winds estimated at 170 miles per hour. And the destruction, Dalton, has been measured 0.9 miles.
Mm.
This is according to the National Weather Service, and this tornado traveled 70 miles, so from Alabama into Georgia, where it caused even more damage. So if you're thinking this has got to be one of the worst tornadoes, you are right on the money. This was the deadliest tornado to hit the U.S. since May of 2013. That's when an EF5 tornado hit Moore, Oklahoma, and killed 24 people. Looking ahead to tomorrow, President Donald Trump. He will be in the state of Alabama to see the damage firsthand. And of course, the president tweeted his condolences and offered, you know, immediate assistance to our state and to Governor Ivey via Twitter. All right, let's talk about the special legislature back in session. Governor Kay Ivey made the move official Wednesday night to consider an increase in state fuel taxes to increase funding when it comes to our roads and bridges and the state port here in Mobile. That is why our Sean Sullivan will be broadcasting live to give us firsthand a firsthand account as to what's happening. You said in the gump. I like when you said that. The governor issued the proclamation shortly after her State of the State speech and after the House and Senate suspended their regular session until March 19th. The regular session started March 5th. Here's what the governor said. Quote, due to the dire need to act now, I'm calling the Alabama legislature into a special session focused solely on passing this critical infrastructure legislation. Beginning tomorrow, as we enter the special session, we must shift our focus and tackle the issue together. It's time to make our crumbling infrastructure system a problem of the past. Now, this bill, sponsored by Representative Bill Poole, he is a Republican from Tuscaloosa, this bill would raise the state tax on gasoline and diesel fuel by 10 cents a gallon over 3 years. So if you keep hearing the number 10, that is why. Well, that would raise an estimated $320 million a year, you know, when it comes into fruition. The state fuel tax is 18 cents for gas and 19 cents for diesel. It has not changed since 1992. I don't know where you were in 1992, but
I was 1 year old.
Stop.
I was in Nashville.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know this is a long news headline, but it's important because I'm setting the foundation for the show. So a little more information, Dalton. Okay, so the governor and other advocates who are wanting this increase say that it doesn't provide enough money to build and maintain a road system adequate for the, you know, today's traffic volume and the demands on our economy. So here's what you can expect. By calling the special session, the governor enables the bill to skip a procedural step that requires a 3/5 vote during a regular session. The legislation could pass with a majority vote. All right, now you know. So also on tap at the special session discussion to include legislation to improve legislative oversight of the Alabama Department of Transportation had another bill to authorize a bond issue to improve the Alabama State Docks and the Mobile Bay Ship Channel. All of this impacts us here. If you live in the 251, if you call Mobile, Mobile County Home, you'll want to pay close attention. And again, our very own Sean Sullivan will be joining us live in this show and for the noon show and also tomorrow telling us what we need to know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on the way. I got your sports news right here.
The 21st Annual Business Expo and Job Fair is coming Thursday, May 9th to the grounds. If your business would like to meet with hundreds of job applicants, take advantage of the Early Bird Registration Special offering a $45 savings now. Join FM Talk 106.5 and be a part of the largest comprehensive job fair in the region. Call the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission at 652-0585 or visit sarpc.org for more information on the Business Expo and Job Fair May 9th.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with premeditated murder in Northwest Florida is expected to enter a plea today. Robert Lucas is accused of killing his mother-in-law, Carrie Brewer. Her body, along with a threatening note for Lucas's wife, was found at a home in Navarre last month. Lucas led deputies on a 10-mile high-speed chase through subdivisions and a school zone. Deputies were forced to fire at Lucas when he began driving in their direction.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what tomorrow may bring.
Governor Kay Ivey pledging her support to the people of Lee County. The governor toured the tornado-ravaged area Wednesday. She described the destruction in four words: everything is in shreds. President Trump will get an up-close look when he visits Beauregard tomorrow. An EF4 tornado hit there Sunday, reducing homes and businesses to rubble and killing 23 people. A Mobile police officer involved in a wreck while on duty back in January will be released from the hospital today. Officer Clayton Graham was injured January 19th in an accident at Halls Mill and Demetropolis Roads. The Living Hope Saraland Church is hosting a welcome home celebration this afternoon at 4:30. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Cater, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
LeBron passes Jordan, the women's SEC basketball tournament begins, and Vanderbilt close to setting an SEC record that no one wants to hold. It's 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball, number 10-ranked LSU beat Florida in overtime, 79-78. Tremont Waters scored 19 points for the Tigers, including a layup with 3 seconds remaining in regulation to force overtime and a long-distance three-pointer to give LSU a 5-point overtime lead. With one game remaining in the regular season, LSU is tied with Tennessee for first place in the SEC standings. They'll face Vanderbilt this Saturday and can clinch a share of the SEC regular season title with a victory. Speaking of Vanderbilt, the Commodores are now one loss from becoming the first SEC team in the history of the conference to go winless in every SEC game on their schedule. Vandy lost at home last night to Arkansas 84-48 for their 18th loss in a row and to fall to 0-17 in the SEC. Daniel Gafford led Arkansas in scoring with 20 points in last night's win. The Georgia Bulldogs will officially finish with the second-worst SEC record this season after they were blown out at home against Missouri last night 64-39. Georgia was held to 14 points in the first half and only scored 25 in the second half, their lowest final score since a 61-39 loss to Vanderbilt back in 2004. The women's SEC basketball tournament began yesterday in Greenville, South Carolina, with the four lowest teams in the standings squaring off for a place in the tournament. Florida beat Ole Miss 64-57, and Alabama eliminated Vanderbilt with a 74-57 win. Today there are four games, with LSU taking on Tennessee at 11 a.m., Florida versus Missouri at around 1, Arkansas will face Georgia at around 5 this afternoon, and Alabama and Auburn meet for the third time this season at around 7 o'clock tonight. Auburn won both regular season meetings with a 10-point win in Tuscaloosa and a 40-point win less than 3 weeks ago in Auburn. Number 1 seed Mississippi State, number 2 South Carolina, 3 Texas A&M, and number 4 seed Kentucky are all first-round byes and will not play until tomorrow. In the NBA last night, LeBron James passed Michael Jordan for fourth place on the all-time scoring list in the Lakers' 115-99 loss against the Denver Nuggets.
Gets it to James. LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. Of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for fourth on the all-time scoring list.
LeBron passed Jordan's mark of 32,292 career points midway through the second quarter. James still trails the all-time record holder Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Kobe Bryant on the scoring list. 6:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
forever.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic and accident-free conditions through Mobile, Spring Hill Avenue. If you're traveling also Dolphin and Airport in 65, you see traffic building, but nothing out of the ordinary from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. A good start to the morning. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA for tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 626 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Thursday. Sean Sullivan's heading up to Montgomery for Governor Ivey's special session to report live from the state capitol. Coming up later in the show, we got a lot to get to, including reports, updates on the Lee County tornado. I know Governor Ivey was touring the devastation yesterday, and we'll also check in later in the show live with Sean from Montgomery. Right now, it's time to check the headlines this morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. I actually have an update as well regarding that. Updated information in the search for those missing as the result of that EF4 tornado in Lee County. According to the official account of the sheriff there, all those listed as missing have been found. The searches have now ended, so the death toll remains at 23 people. Great news as the final seven people on that list, they all were found alive. The situation, though, now moves into a recovery mode. Again, 23 people lost their lives. You know, in situations like this, you hear that number and you feel bad, and then you kind of move on with your day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found this Twitter account. It's Breaking In Agency, and they've listed the names. And, you know, I just out of respect, I wanted to list the names and ages so we can get a better understanding of those who lost their lives. 6-year-old Armando A.J. Hernandez, 8-year-old Makayla Walden, 9-year-old Jonathan Marquez Bowen, 10-year-old Taylor Thornton, 22-year-old Felicia Woodle, 22-year-old Ryan Pence, 38-year-old Eric Jamal Stinson, 41-year-old Irma Gomez Moran, 53-year-old David Dean, 53-year-old Emmanuel Jones, 57-year-old Maggie Delight Robinson, 59-year-old Charlotte Ann Miller. If you're just joining us, I'm reading the names of the victims killed in this EF4 tornado. 59-year-old Marshall Lynn Grimes, 59-year-old Sheila Creech, 62-year-old Teresa Robinson, 63-year-old Floral Tate Stinson, 63-year-old Raymond Robinson Jr., 65-year-old Henry Lewis Stinson, 68-year-old Mamie Roberts Kuhn, 69-year-old Vicki Braswell, 83-year-old Mary Louise Jones, 86-year-old James Henry Tate, and 89-year-old Jimmy Lee Jones. Those are the names and ages of the victims killed in this EF4 tornado. And this tornado was the deadliest to hit the U.S. since May of 2013. That's when an EF5 tornado killed 24 people in Moore, Oklahoma. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. And our, once again, thoughts and prayers out with everyone in Lee County, Alabama, that has been affected by that awful storm. If you check out three big things right now on FMTalk1065.com, that telethon between WKRG, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and the American Red Cross, they raised $29,145 yesterday. Great news. Great job, WKRG, and everyone who donated. Coming back, as it's another cool morning, we'll get the full weather forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. More news, weather, traffic, and sports on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is asking the public to be on the lookout for a woman they say failed to report back to Metro Jail from her work release job. 30-year-old Jessica Welch of 8 Mile was last seen Tuesday around 12:45, leaving in a gray vehicle from her work release job in Criolla. Metro Jail's website shows she was arrested in February for possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. A woman was arrested after she was accused of hitting a child with her car. 37-year-old LaShonda Norman is charged with aggravated child abuse and resisting officers. The child told police that she was mad at him after an argument. Authorities say she pulled over in a parking lot on North Davis Highway in Pensacola. The child said he got out, then Norman hit her with her car. He had a swollen hand and cut near his wrist. Police arrested her at her work outside the Social Security office in downtown Pensacola. A big thank you to everyone who donated to tornado victims in southeast Alabama. News 5 teamed up with the Alabama Broadcasters Association and the Red Cross to collect more than $29,000 in pledges. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
South Korea's military says it's monitoring North Korean nuclear and missile facilities after the country's spy agency told lawmakers there that new activity was detected at a second northern facility, a research center where the North is believed to build its long-range missiles targeting the U.S. mainland. On Capitol Hill, still no sign Democrats are ready to vote on a floor resolution condemning bigotry as they struggle with remarks considered anti-Semitic by freshman Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Lauren Fox covering the story.
Behind closed doors, Democrats have been trying to debate this issue, and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has been trying to enforce with her caucus that they should discuss this privately, that they shouldn't go out and publicly condemn their colleagues, that that sort of gives Republicans room to attack them.
Ex-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort will learn in federal court today how much time he'll serve in prison for tax and bank fraud. The 69-year-old Manafort could receive 20 years. He's facing additional time on other charges next week. I'm Michael Toscano.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Over a year after several women accused him of sexual misconduct, celebrity chef Mario Batali has officially been bought out of his restaurant group. More than 20 restaurants immediately removed the Batali name. Carnival Cruise Lines partnering with chef and restaurateur Emeril Lagasse on his first ever seagoing restaurant. Emeril's Bistro 1396 will showcase his signature dishes aboard Carnival's ship Mardi Gras, setting sail in summer 2020. U.S. crude prices struggling a bit against a surge in supply, down almost 0.7%. The Energy Information Administration says crude inventories jumped by 7 million barrels last week. Mixed holiday quarter results and lukewarm guidance for the current quarter sent shares of American Eagle Outfitters skidding almost 3% at one point. For the first quarter, American Eagle estimates per share earnings between 19 and 21 cents compared to the 24 cents expected. Major indexes posted their third straight decline, with stock futures pointed toward a fourth at this hour. The Dow ended off 133. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 here on FM Talk 106.5 and a chilly 35 degrees outside of our studios. To see how long it will be cool and an update on the weather for the rest of the week, here is staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So another chilly start today. How long you think we can expect waking up to mornings in the 30s?
Yeah, well, it's going to warm up rapidly today. The warming trend will carry us all the way into the weekend and on into next week. We'll get to see temperatures that we should see this time of the year. We should be around 70 degrees normally in the early part of March. But as for today, we'll be up around 65 this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. So far, the official low out at the airport was 34 degrees. Most areas are in the low to mid-30s this morning. Of course, the coldest spot in Mobile County up at Mount Vernon, they had a low of 27 during the early morning hours. But again, about 65 for this afternoon. Then tonight, it'll become mostly cloudy and mild tonight compared to what we've had the last couple of nights. Tonight, a low of about 52 degrees. And then tomorrow, look for a few clouds. We'll call it partly cloudy, and a high tomorrow up to 75 degrees. And the wind, of course, will be out of the south to give us those nice warm temperatures. As for the weekend, a bit of a problem. Saturday, an upper air disturbance will be moving across Alabama. And as a result, we can expect a few showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. The high on Saturday, upper 70s, could even make it to 80 degrees and be kind of breezy during the afternoon. It looks like there's a chance for severe weather across Alabama, especially central and northern parts, on Saturday and into Saturday night. Here along the Gulf Coast, as I just mentioned, showers and a few thunderstorms. The potential so far is not very great for severe weather here, but definitely up in central and northern Alabama for Saturday. On Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy, and we could see a few showers and thunderstorms in our area, mainly because a cold front will be moving down through Alabama, and the high on Sunday, again, the upper 70s. Then on Monday, it'll be mostly cloudy, and that frontal system will move through. It's fairly weak as far as temperatures are concerned, and we'll see a few showers Monday with a high in the upper 70s. Tuesday, mid-70s and mostly cloudy. So looks like we'll be facing showers and a few thunderstorms for both Saturday and Sunday.
And after the severe weather outbreak over the weekend and the destruction that it left behind there in Lee County, we know that's the last thing we want going into this weekend is more bad weather for the central and eastern parts of Alabama.
Yeah, and it looks like that it's going to occur, and it may be a prolonged period, that is, for Saturday into Saturday night.
You know, going into this little cold front that we've had over the last few days, this little cold snap, you said we might get down to the lowest temperature we've had this winter. How close did we get to that number?
We matched it. We did have a 29 reading in January. It was the 21st of January, and we did get to 29. So the coldest temperatures for the winter occurred in January and in March.
All right. And if people want to get more numbers like that, the hottest temperatures on record, coldest temperatures on record, tide tables, you got everything in the 2019 Mobile Weather
and Marine. Yes.
Hey, where can people pick that up?
You'll find copies at West Marine here in Mobile at two locations at Dog River and also I-65 and Airport. Mike Ward's Liberty Saves on the Beltline. You'll also find copies of Classic Cars, Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. Those are in Fairhope and also Autocraft Collision Centers. And Robert Stale Power Equipment on Highway 59. If they run out of books, we'll be getting them to those locations very shortly.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can, of course, hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, I know Mardi Gras over now. We had Ash Wednesday yesterday. Lent has officially begun. But the Moon Pie Minute was just so strong this year, as it is every year. Randy Brabner from right here at FM Talk 106.5 does a fantastic job with that. But this year, first year that we've actually taken each Moon Pie Minute, turned it into a podcast, and put it up on our website for you to download and listen to. You can hear the entire series of Moon Pie Minutes all the way from February 1st to yesterday, Ash Wednesday. Just go to fmtalk1065.com, click Moon Pie Minute at the top of the page, and get to listening as much as you want to listen to or as few as you want to listen to. Either way, we don't judge.
It's always cool to learn, if you think about it, whether you're from here or not. Rennie definitely hooks you up with all the good details.
Yeah, Rennie and the Brabner's been around Mobile for a very long time, so he knows the story of Mardi Gras. We separate it. Story and history can be different sometimes. Mm-hmm. So this is the story of Mardi Gras, and another fantastic job done by Rennie.
And I was just going to say, and it's like those bite-sized moon pies, not the big one where you have to cut it up in halves. It's that bite-sized 110 calorie moon pie.
Yeah, snack size. But if you take them all, then you can share them with the family.
That's right.
That's how we do it. All right, 641 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we got your traffic with Kane and news with Kelly, and then I'll have your sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center from Daphne and Spanish Ford, a nice ride in so far this morning and traveling across the Bayway. We've got light traffic and no accidents in the roadway. Still from Government, Cottage Hill, Airport, and Dolphin at 65, not finding any delays. Pritchard to Sarland on 65, it's a good ride in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at Jubilee Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 642 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Thursday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. It is 642 on your Thursday morning. We've been talking this morning about the EF4 tornado that just tore through Lee County. Wanted to give you more information, courtesy of the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, because many of us want to hear the numbers and really better understand, you know, how we can help and the type of destruction that hit this town. So here's what we know. More than 1,000 homes have been either badly damaged or destroyed. So we're talking about hundreds of residents who are homeless or displaced. This happened in Beauregard, which is in Lee County. They have a population of about 10,000 people, Dalton. So if you were able, we know we've talked about the drone video. We know that Governor Kay Ivey has visited the destruction, and we know that President Trump will be there tomorrow. But if you were to look at the town, there's just slabs left where homes once stood. This was an EF4 tornado. We're talking about winds as high as 170 miles per hour. Right now, according to the American Red Cross, there are 50 Red Cross disaster workers there helping those impacted by this tornado. They are there providing shelter and meals and relief supplies, health services, and comfort, they say. They also are working very closely with the government and community partners like the Salvation Army and the United Way. If you can hear my voice and you need help, you know, you can locate a Red Cross shelter by going to redcross.org. According to the regional chief executive officer for the Red Cross in Alabama, his name is Mark Bedingfield. He says, our hearts go out to the residents of Smith Station and the Beauregard in Lee County. We urge people to visit redcross.org. If they are looking for loved ones, please take care, everyone. If you'd like to donate, I mean, if you can't get there or maybe you just don't have a lot, but every little bit helps, you can, you know, bring in technology, Dalton. They say you can call, click, or text to give. Visit redcross.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or text the word Red Cross to 90999, and you can make a simple $10 donation. So, you know, many of these people have never seen a tornado. They, you know, you hear about it, but going through it's a totally different ballgame. And so what we're going to do throughout the morning, and of course, online, of course, but just like our news partners, do what we can to share the information for those who want to give. And just continue to keep all the families in our prayers. If you are on Twitter and you want to follow me at Kelly K2K Finley, you can see the faces of those who lost their lives. We read the victims' names and ages on the last news hit. Now you can see some of their faces and understand, you know, who we're talking about. It really just helps you better understand the sorrow these families are going through. I just can't say it enough, so. There you have it. And thank you for those who are calling in and reminding us to mention certain portions of information, because in these types of stories, it's, you know, it's breaking news, it evolves. You try to do the best you can, but we're in this together. So if you have more information you'd like for us to share, don't hesitate to give us a call here at the station. 343-0106.
That's us.
251. Let me just add that in. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 646 on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back more Mobile Mornings right after this.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with premeditated murder in Northwest Florida is expected to enter a plea today. Robert Lucas is accused of killing his mother-in-law, Carrie Brewer. Her body, along with a threatening note for Lucas's wife, was found at a home in Navarre last month. Lucas led deputies on a 10-mile high-speed chase through subdivisions and a school zone. Deputies were forced to fire at Lucas when he began driving in their direction.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what tomorrow may bring.
Governor Kay Ivey pledging her support to the people of Lee County. The governor toured the tornado-ravaged area Wednesday. She described the destruction in 4 words: everything is in shreds. President Trump will get an up-close look when he visits Beauregard tomorrow. An EF4 tornado hit there Sunday, reducing homes and businesses to rubble and killing 23 people. A Mobile police officer involved in a wreck while on duty back in January will be released from the hospital today. Officer Clayton Graham was injured January 19th in an accident at Halls Mill and Dimitropolis Roads. The Living Hope Saraland Church is hosting a welcome home celebration this afternoon at 4:30. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
LeBron passes Jordan, the women's SEC basketball tournament begins, and Vanderbilt close to setting an SEC record for futility. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball, number 10 ranked LSU beat Florida in overtime, 79-78. Tremont Waters scored 19 points for the Tigers, including a layup with 3 seconds remaining in regulation to force overtime. and a long-distance three-pointer to give LSU a five-point overtime lead. With one game remaining in the regular season, LSU is tied with Tennessee for first place in the SEC standings. They'll face Vanderbilt this Saturday and can clinch a share of the SEC regular season title with a victory. Speaking of Vanderbilt, the Commodores are now one loss from becoming the first SEC team in the history of the conference to go winless in every SEC game on their schedule. Vandy lost at home last night to Arkansas 84-48 for their 18th loss in a row and to fall to 0-17 in the SEC. Daniel Gafford led Arkansas in scoring with 20 points in last night's win. The Georgia Bulldogs will officially finish with the second-worst SEC record this season after they were blown out at home against Missouri last night, 64-39. Georgia was held to 14 points in the first half and only scored 25 in the second half, their lowest final score since a 61-39 loss to Vanderbilt in 2004. The women's SEC basketball tournament began yesterday in Greenville, South Carolina, with the four lowest teams in the standings squaring off in play-in games. Florida beat Ole Miss 64-57, and Alabama eliminated Vanderbilt with a 74-57 win. Today there are four games, with LSU taking on Tennessee at 11 a.m., Florida versus Missouri at around 1. Arkansas will face Georgia at 5 this afternoon, and Alabama and Auburn meet for the third time this season around 7 o'clock tonight. Auburn won both regular season meetings with a 10-point win in Tuscaloosa and a 40-point win less than 3 weeks ago in Auburn. Number 1 seed Mississippi State, number 2 South Carolina, number 3 Texas A&M, and number 4 seed Kentucky all earned first-round byes and will not play until tomorrow. In the NBA last night, LeBron James passed Michael Jordan for fourth place on the all-time scoring list in a Lakers 115-99 loss against the Denver Nuggets.
Gets it to James. LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. The legend of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for fourth on the all-time scoring list.
LeBron passed Jordan's mark of 32,292 career points midway through the second quarter. James still trails the all-time record holder Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Kobe Bryant on the scoring list. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Make sure you check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. They feature 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer, with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
The National Alliance of Mental Illness, NAMI Mobile, invites you to attend their monthly meeting Monday, March 18th, 5:30 p.m. at Spring Hill Baptist Church Activity Center, 11 South McGregor. Mental health and wellness speaker Dion Lucas will share her over 15 years' experience as a veteran teacher and wellness coach. Monday, March 18th, 5:30 p.m., room 220 at Spring Hill Baptist Church Activity Center, 11 South McGregor. Details at namimobile.org.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, accident free conditions continue. That ride from Fairhope to Daphne looks good so far, back along the Bayway downtown towards Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, and now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, Old Pass, Cagoula, and through Mobile. We've got clear roads. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, a 20,000 square foot European spa and fitness center. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:55 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Thursday. We'll be checking in with Sean Sullivan live from Montgomery. As Governor Kay Ivey has called special session for the gas tax. We'll check in with him in the next hour. Right now it's time to check headlines with Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. One more headline regarding the EF4 tornado, which impacted so many families in Lee County. Wanted to tell you this, and again, social media playing a big role, because this is how you can share information. So if you're on Twitter, give us a follow at FM Talk 106.5, or Dalton, give us your handle, please.
At Dalton Orwig, O-R-W-I-G.
Thank you. And at Kelly K2K Finley. So I am talking about, this is the hashtag, Beauregard Strong, hashtag Lee County Strong. Checks can be written and mailed directly to Beauregard Elementary School, and in the memo line you should write disaster relief. In addition to checks, they are accepting gift cards, and they will pass them on to the families in need. We've talked about more than 1,000 families without a home now. That EF4 tornado coming through with miles, it was clocked at least 170 miles per hour. So if you want to give, that's another way to give. I've tweeted that out. They're putting together also kids care kits, Dalton. Mm-hmm. And this is especially important because it's very easy to think about all the adults impacted. We see them, we can hear from them, but they're babies and toddlers and children who need some extra assistance. So inside that kit, there's going to be the tote or gift bags, travel games, coloring books, crayons, colored pencils, markers, action figures, dolls, decks of cards, stuffed animals, new or gently used books. So if you'd like to donate, you can do so by giving a call to 334-663-5171. You want to ask for Jennifer Adams, and they're putting together these kits so these families, you know, can keep the kids busy. It's hard, you know. Electricity is an issue.
Yeah.
A safe place to play is an issue. We know the American Red Cross is on the ground, and they're helping out, but just to allow these children to be able to be kids for a few more minutes because they've been through so much. Please give if you can. More information, again, is on my Twitter timeline, at KellyK2KFinley. You can find out how to donate to the Red Cross. You can also keep up with what the movements. And as we know, President Trump, he will be in town tomorrow. His itinerary has not been released yet, but I'll keep an eye out on his Twitter timeline just for you.
All right.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 6:57 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, we got your news, weather, traffic, sports. Everything you could ask for on this Thursday morning. We'll keep you updated so you'll know what to talk about around the water cooler at work as everybody makes their way back to work following a fun Mardi Gras 2019. All right, 6:57. We'll come in right back on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings.